What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? This is Old School Jay Foreman, DP. We've got a special guest here, my man with the plan, Mikey Daniel, recruited in here. So we are coming at you live from Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill on 10th and P. They're going to be in trouble because it's right around the corner from the ticket, so we're going to be hearing all the time. But Old School is brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th and Old Cheney, 168th and Maple, up in the O. A little loud for you there, Mikey, but we're live on set here at Big Ten. Welcome in, my brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Excited to be here.
What does it feel like being on the, the other side of the mic? You know, you helped out with Matt Rhule and them for his first year. Now you're behind the mic, man. What does it feel like?
You know, I'm excited to just be able to coexist and kind of enjoy a game day atmosphere without having to have duties, you know, responsibilities. So I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we'll enjoy this weekend because if you don't know by now, you're gonna have responsibilities, my brother. I'm just letting you know. You might not have told you. But I'm always going to keep it real. You're going to have responsibilities. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things that you go through as a player. And then, obviously, as you coach, and there's really no different except for you're not exerting yourself there out on the field.
Right.
It is different because you see the game different, you know, just because of the experience of playing and coaching. But then it becomes a little bit more relaxing and fun because you don't have to worry about the outcome. You just worry about the purity of the game. And so that's the experience that as you – get along in this process of being a fan or, I guess, somewhat a super fan because we have a different view. We have a bird's eye view, Hawkeye's view with, elephant's knowledge of what everything we've known. It'd be a good experience for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, got to have dinner with the running backs last night and just being able to go out there and watch them do what they do tomorrow. You know, I know how much work they put into this, so like I said, I'm just excited to see how that transpires, you know.
I've had the opportunity to ask you about it one-on-one, but I'll ask you about that room because that's been a room where we knew there was talent. We've asked several questions about the distribution and that. But give me a profile, the types of runners that exist in that Husker running back room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they don't have just one style, you know, and it's a complete room. To me, there's no reason that this running back room shouldn't be the top running back room in the big. You know, last year we kind of looked at Michigan maybe as that room. Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards is Donovan Edwards. But there's no drop-off 1 through 4. You know, where Ramir, Emmett, Gabe, Dante, they'll start. They could all be a starter. You know what I mean? So there is no drop-off.
Through all of it, like you mentioned styles.
Yeah.
And then you end up dancing with the profile. What's the offensive profile going to be? And I think whoever has success running the football certainly dictates play call along the way. If they're getting successful running downhill against UTEP early, I'd imagine that maintains the game plan. You want to dabble a little bit. Let's see what the passing game out of the backfield looks like. Let's see whether the pass pro holds up. From your words, there's a lot of all of those things all across the room.
Yeah, I mean, they can all catch out the backfield, and they all know how to pass protect. At the end of the day, they all understand the assignment, and they got to protect 1-5. You know, they get it, and so they're going to do everything they can. Coach EJ has them boys ready. You know, they study the game, their technique's right, and when push comes to shove, they're going to be ready.
You know, from your experience, obviously, with the team, but as a player, you know, just talk about how, like, the running back responsibilities has changed over, I guess, over the last 3 or 4 years.
You know, I think that we're starting to see a whole lot more versatile running backs. You know, Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, you know, those guys that kind of paved the way. Even Austin Eckler. You know, there's a bunch of guys that there's not too many Derrick Henrys, right? You know, you got to be able to play. You got to be able to wear multiple hats out there, because if you're a one-trick pony, there's guys that can do it all. So the more you can do, the harder it is to take you out the field.
I want to share a couple of things. One, we're here at the Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill. It's the old Rosie's downtown, Haymarket, right at the corner with 10th and P. Is that where we are?
10th and P.
And the space inside of it, I want to give them credit for turning this thing around as quickly as they did and as nicely as they did. The space remains the same. Got a really good staff, clean, spacious area, added some more TVs in the middle of the floor for visibility, different sort of spacing in here. But they've done it right. We just talked to Ryan. They've done a really good job in here. So shout out to them getting this place up to standard, up to code. By opening Friday, because I was in here about a month ago. There was some work to be done, so kudos to them. Mikey, there's a thing that's happening next week, and you are fully transitioning from NFL camps and NFL work and coaching on this Husker staff with Coach Rhule being around the program, but you're going to start talking more. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get some Coach Danielisms in play, things to look forward to. So, starting next week, it's you and Chancellor Brewington.
Yes, sir.
1 o'clock to 2 o'clock every day. You're gonna be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Right.
But we're gonna run that each day. Why? Why would you want to do this to yourself? You finally had an exit plan, bro. Now you got to face Husker Nation again every day.
You know, because the game is within me and my relationship to these guys. And, you know, I know how important the fan base is to them. And so I want to be a voice for them to let the people know what they're about and let the people know that they love and appreciate them. And so even though they can't be out in the community talking to people day in and day out, I can be their voice, you know.
Through all of it, and just for folks before they start to panic, happy hour will go to 6 o'clock where happy hours belong. so we'll still have the content. But in the middle of the day, having a coach and a player 1 year out of this Matt Rhule program speaks volumes for the ticket, because there are conversations that you two can have and that fans can ask you questions that, quite frankly, I can't answer. I can speculate them, but I can't answer. So when I ask you about the young men, you're still connected to them in a mentor, overseer, you know, big bro kind of vibe.
Right.
What is it? What's happening? Give me, who are these young men? Is this a good group of Huskers? Is this a good group of young men?
Yeah, I mean, I've been around a lot of football players and a lot of different teams. And these guys get it. They're bought in. Coach Rhule has, in year two, really gotten them to buy into the program and the process. And they live it. They really do. I had dinner with them last night, and we're watching the Colorado game. They're like, oh, they're running this front, right? They're running the over G. You know, they're over here. Whereas they're not just paying attention to the game to watch the game. They're really dissecting it in real life time. So just to see that maturation has been, you know, really cool.
Mike, everybody has this like catchphrases, like bought in and culture. What does that really mean? I mean, football is a simple game, but I think a lot of that stuff makes it a little bit confusing. So what really does that mean?
I think it means keeping the main thing, you know. What does that mean? It means we got to worry about what we do, because if you get caught up in the tricks, you get folded by them, you know. So we got to worry about what we're doing in our four walls. If you start to watch the TV, if you start to listen to Twitter, if you start to listen to the reporters, a lot of people get eaten up by that. Keep the main thing the main thing. Go to practice, go to school, watch your film. That's the main thing.
There's two things. There's the anxiety level, and then there's the anticipation and excitement level. I'll ask you about the anxiety. Are these players prepared? Are you, in your mind, talking to them, do they have they consumed what they need to go and put on a good show against UTEP tomorrow?
From where they are right now going into game one compared to where we were last year going into game one, it's night and day difference. And we still should have walked away with the win in Minnesota last year, but that is what it is. The past is the past. These guys are ready. Like, Dante looked at me last night. He's like, I'm ready, you know. Emmett, I'm ready. Ramirez said, dude, this is my last ride. I'm here. You know, Gabe, all of them, they're ready.
That's a roll call. That's a roll call. That if you're a Husker fan trying to figure out what this team is going to look like tomorrow, and this is the last day where we don't have – eyes on. Mm-hmm. Like, we're speculating, mm-hmm. and we can go into some of the corners and guess what we think is going to happen based on what we've seen before. But tomorrow we get to see it. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing when you watch Colorado last night, you're looking for certain things. You're able to see some things. When you look at North Carolina and Minnesota, you get to see some things mm-hmm. that people may have speculated wrong and may have gotten some things wrong about it. Tonight's the night where you lead through this thing, and I've asked Jay this, and I'll ask Jay this again, because this is the night before, Jay. Mm-hmm. As a player, what does tonight, for us mere mortals who never get to sit through the night before, what is this night before like for a player getting ready to play in front of 90,000 in Husker at Memorial Stadium?
It probably depends on, you know, how many years you played and how, you know, where you're at as a player. I mean, obviously, freshmen or younger guys are going to probably, you know, not sleep too much because they're thinking about it. Sometimes you can get, you know, confused or distracted by all the glitz and glamour, you know. So, you know, that's a big deal because it is an experience, you know, because no matter where you come from in high school, you're not going to play in front of this type of crowd or this type of atmosphere, especially being a, you know, mid-afternoon game. So it's going to be the built-up and anxiety is going to be even more. But, you know, when you're an established player and, you know, you focus on the, you know, whatever you want to call it, the main thing, or going out there and playing your best, you're just going through your process. I mean, ideally, you've put in the work and both mentally and physically and spiritually to get ready to go play your best game. Not saying it's easy, but, you know, you got to get to a point where it's now no longer who you're playing. Mm-hmm. You're out there just playing. Now, granted, you play Colorado, you play the likes of Oklahoma, Georgia, Alabama, it's a whole different intensity level, but that's just natural feelings that you're going to play against the best. But you don't ever, I guess, raise or lower your expectations based on who you're playing. You know, if you got, you know, you got to cover three drop dudes in the flat, you know, whether down and distance dictated, you got to go make the tackle. Just depends on how soon you come out of your break or not. So it doesn't matter if Travis Hunter's there or John Smith is there. You got to do what you got to do, but you've done that so many times in practice that you're just kind of like, you know, playing the game in your mind. And then you got to take some time away from it. I mean, these are times that where, you know, I'm assuming they have roommates still or whatever, at whatever hotel they're staying at. These are times that, you know, guys that, you know, I was blessed enough to come in and you know, go through being a redshirt with. And, you know, then we kind of went through the first year of playing. I was starting. Second year, we're both starting. Third year, we're obviously starting. Fourth year, you know, we're trying to, you know, we're three national championships in. We're trying to see if we can make it four. And so that's a whole different mindset. So it kind of just depends on where you're at as a player. And then where, you know, a little bit where the team is. But ultimately, you got to handle your business before you start worrying about everybody else.
Mikey, you went through this as a part of the staff and being around the coaches and the players. the night before is its own beast. Mm-hmm. And some people will tell you that how you play on Saturday is a full byproduct of what you do on Friday.
Right.
Comfort level, nutrition, rest, healing, health, all of those things, distractions being removed from it. How does that happen? How do you keep distraction out of a Friday night for a season opener where there's as much hype as you can possibly imagine for several reasons?
Yeah. You know, Coach Rhule does an amazing job every Friday night that he takes him to a movie. So we rent out a movie theater and we go catch a movie so we can just relax. You know, when I was playing, we would have meeting after meeting after meeting on a Friday night, making sure we crossing our T's and dotting our I's. It's too late. Like, you should know, because now you're just creating anxiety. Now you're just taking away my space for me to get ready. You know, there is no time for me to relax. So Coach Rhule says, you know what? Let's just vibe. Like, let's go catch this movie. When we get back, I'm going to break down the movie and see what I thought of it. We're going to have a little ice cream maybe. And then they're going to cut on the game. They're going to watch a game. And then they're going to go to bed in peace, right? They're not thinking about this and the third. Now, 1-5, he might not sleep tonight. Like you said, it depends. It depends on where you're at, you know. And he this is day one, right? So he's a kid in the candy shop tonight. And that doesn't mean that we should be worried. It means that the anxiousness will meet his preparation, and that's where her ball, you know.
Jay, how do you get through that? Like, he's going to play this game through.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, it's, you know, his dad was here, national champion, you know, his family name was up there. So if he wasn't anxious or whatever, then you'd kind of almost be a little worried. So it's only natural. He's only 18 years old, 19 at the most. And so, you know, he's a younger player. Everybody goes through it. And sooner or later, you'll get out there and it's going to just be football and you just got to let it go. So, you know, I mean, you play the game a million times in different scenarios in your head leading up to the game. And especially once you break camp, you can kind of really focus on a tangible, you know, asset, which is obviously UTEP, and it's the first step. And so, you know, I'm sure hoping a lot of them watched the Colorado game last night, kind of just flushed it after that, because the biggest challenge that they got right now is UTEP. And so, you know, this is about maturity. You know, it's all the talking is done. You know, Twitter can't save you, you know, and all that stuff. And it doesn't matter. All that stuff doesn't matter. So now you got to go out there and you know, prove yourself. And it's about proving yourself right versus any, you know, proving anybody wrong. So, I mean, it's a tremendous opportunity for, you know, a lot of young men that have, you know, been a part of losing. They got a great opportunity in front of them. They got, you know, a coach that's in it to win it with them. And now they got to really go out there and try to do something special. And that's why, you know, it's just the first step, hopefully, of many of, you know, doing what they've all, you know, said they wanted to, you know, set out and do.
Jay, it's that thing where we've dissected the groups, the rooms, depth chart, all those things. But I'll ask you, after watching football last night, you start to remember, wait a minute, there's some things that we can focus on. Who are the players in your mind that we need to focus on as we head into Saturday?
On Nebraska, I'd probably say, you know, I mean, it starts and stops with the, you know, the lines. I think, the offensive lines, I felt like over the last 2 years have taken a, you know, decent step forward in consistency. You know, the easy thing is when the offense isn't running, just blame the offensive line because they've been, you know, bad under another regime. It's kind of like the low-hanging fruit. But, you know, as far as those two go, because they got the most experience, I think, you think of the whole team, they got a lot of guys that have played a lot of football and played together. So they're not going to be surprised by anything, and they should have some continuity. A little dinged up there with Teddy getting hurt, but feel like Turner, you know, has the opportunity for, you always remember the lasting impression. So he has a good chance to step in and start and play well. And the defensive line got some guys that have played together well, along with the young guys that more or less last year showed that they belong. So the depth is there. So, I'm looking for them to dictate the pace of the game no matter what UTEP does on either side of the ball. You can come out and blitz, stunt, and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, sooner or later, you got to play football. You saw it last night with Colorado where, you know, North Dakota State had probably a really good game plan because they knew that Colorado was going to play primarily man-to-man defense, and so the quarterback run game really boded well for him. But once you get inside the red zone, all that stuff is gone. Then you got to play football. You got to make plays. And so you want to put people in a position to make plays. But I think ultimately if you're trying to make a young freshman comfortable, which just a year ago he, you know, was probably playing, you know, Atlanta South High School or wherever the heck he was playing, where they played a little bit more of a national level high school games, make him comfortable in front of 90,000 people and a million people on the TV. You know, you got to handle your – you got to take some pride in it. You know, you want to make sure that you want to, you know, protect the guy and then obviously put him in the best position to be successful. But ultimately that's only going to be when you play your best. And so, you know, and you got to play your best individually but thinking holistically. And that's a hard thing for young kids to do because the whole thing of I did my job and raise your hands up, that's like taking your ball home and, you know, all right, I scored a couple points, but you got blown out by 20. So I think the two units are really cohesive. I like the way they've been coached. I like the steps that they made last year. They looked a lot better, and now they got to take a next step. They can't play as good as they played last year. They got to play better. And that's where that should be the mindset. We played good last year. Now let's take steps to play great. It doesn't happen overnight, but this is the first step in that process.
Coach, I know that we only had you for a little bit today, so I'll ask you to give the folks some of that really good hype for tomorrow and what they're going to do. Who are players you expect to see something good from tomorrow?
Man, it's tough to choose. I'll highlight four guys that probably aren't being talked about as much that I really see going crazy. I'll give you two on the defense, two on the offense. Defense, I love Malcolm Hartzog. Love him. Love him when he came in as a true freshman. Just a dog mentality, you know. Really, really, really gritty player. I told him the other day, I said, I need some picks this year. That was always my thing last year. I'm like, hey, man, I need a pick. He's like, I got you. It never happened. I said, all right, Malcolm. I texted him the other day, I said, Malcolm, come on, man. He goes, I got you. I said, all right. So, you know, I challenged him, and I'm excited to see him step up to the table. Jamari Butler is the guy who's going to play on Sundays. He reminds me, I was in Carolina with Hassan Reddick. He reminds me a lot of him. He's bigger, but the motor, just the love of the game, he just gets it, you know. So I like him to really have a big game tomorrow. On offense, love Emmett Johnson. I think he's going to have some really big breakout runs. I think that he'll kind of solidify what he started last year, you know. He kind of came on strong, but it wasn't everything he wanted to be. I think that tomorrow he puts his foot in the door and says, like, hey, I'm really about this. And then on the offensive line, Micah, that's transfer out of Florida. He's going to be a problem. He's going to dismantle some guys on that defensive line. He's going to open up some holes. And that's not a guy I want to see.
That gives folks hope that they can they have somebody big up front that they can identify and do that. We thank you, bro, for hanging out with us today. And then we'll see you next week. We got stuff to do. Looking forward to you and Chancellor Brewington hanging out together weekdays here on The Ticket. Again, we're live from the Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill, 10th and P. We're here till 6, but this is brand new. And what they've done with the old Rosies, they've dressed it up, they've cleaned it up. The menu is exceptional. I can tell you from personal taste, they delivered some goodies for us, and they are hitting 1,000. They haven't missed delivered. But the grand opening is today. Come enjoy food and drinks. It's the best place for football pregame and postgame and for the entire weekend in general. Need a place to watch football over the course of the year. Come on through to the Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill again, of course, tomorrow night. They've got the Tim Zach Band at 9 o'clock after the Husker game. They got concerts almost every weekend on the stage that we're broadcasting from. And then later tonight, Jay Foreman, Nick Sainer will head on out, Lincoln Christian, Lincoln Lutheran, at 7 o'clock here on The Ticket, the A1 Automotive Tailgate Show. Tomorrow starts at 12 noon, and the postgame show right after a Huskers victory over UTEP. So, Mikey, thank you, Coach. Appreciate you. Jay Foreman and I will be back to the Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill here on The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP. Austin is over there in the bullpen. We're Old School coming at you live from Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill. 10th and P, the Old Rosies. Grand opening. Just brand new sports bar here with the Old Rosies building. They have great drinks, great food. We had a sample this week, and the burgers are off the chain. Great service. And from being at Rosies a couple times personally, obviously have done a really good job with the TVs and really turned a And the lighting up here is special. And then this weekend, tomorrow night, Tim Zach Band starting at 9 p.m. after the Huskers' victory. Not just after the game, but after a victory. Concerts almost every weekend on this very stage that we're broadcasting from with the great speaker system, as you can hear, is probably even out there on O Street. So, anyways, we want to thank Mikey Daniel for stopping in, dropping some knowledge, intimate knowledge of, you know, his time with the running backs last night. But, you know, DP, I think the thing that was national news last night was obviously everybody had eyes on Colorado against North Dakota State. Styles Mike fights. You know, there's question of whether Colorado was going to be able to handle the physicality of a very old, veteran, wily team as far as they know who they are, they know how they want to play. But it seemed like when push came to shove, Colorado was able to step up, but then also match the physicality. Now, look, I think that was the best version of North Dakota State with a new head coach that was very frank and open that he was going to open up the offense. So that's where you saw a lot of pick routes, a lot of trail routes, which essentially against a man team with a lot of transfers. We've seen this against when Florida State played Georgia Tech. Florida State struggled against the counter, which is old school, but you have to be able to communicate gap fill. And then with a lot of transfers that Colorado's had, I think this year 43 and not like 90 like they had last year, they ran a lot of pick routes to much success in the first half. In the second half, they struggled besides the quarterback run game. What was your take on that game from last night with the Colorado Buffs led by Shedeur Sanders and Coach Bryant?
Yeah, I mean, it showed up coaching styles.
Right.
Culture showed up, right, that you're talking about an FCS championship caliber program.
Yeah.
Like, they've engaged. They've been in this for this,
years,
this wasn't
decades.
New.
This is
like,
decades, yeah.
Playing in big games in front of television crews wasn't a big deal. Dealing with talented players at position by position, not a big deal. They gave themselves an opportunity. Once it's that thing where they started to believe.
Yeah.
After play one, play two, that wait a minute, we're the same bison,
right?
We're the same bison. We're still those dudes, and if we do the things, and it doesn't matter who's, as you said earlier, you're not playing against your opponent,
right? Playing against yourself.
It's just them, and they figured out. Listen, if we follow the rules and do what we've trained to do, we're a problem. It doesn't matter who we play.
Yeah.
And so I like the bison culture. When it comes to Colorado, they've got some talented players.
Right.
Man, they've got some talent. These are elite-level, athletically arrogant young men. The question is depth. The question is when you get into a closet in the Big 12 and the big boys from Utah lean against you, that nonsense that you got away with last night of sliding into gaps and that sort of thing, that won't work.
Yeah.
That won't work. So they've got some of the things fixed from a year ago.
Right.
They didn't get everything fixed, which I'm not really stunned by. But I love the chess. I love the small adjustments that Colorado made. I love the small adjustments that North Dakota State made. I was surprised at some of the play calls at the end of the game.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
well, I was going to ask you this. If your best thing is throwing the ball short into open space.
Yeah.
in those critical moments, shouldn't you do that rather than go and try to be a downhill running team when that's not who you are?
Well, I mean, the first play, when they could have ran the clock out, they passed it. And that was probably the cardinal sin of what they shouldn't have done. Then they, you know, obviously did it. They just got it backwards. I would like to see some more motion shifts and kind of have a more of a 4-minute offense if you're going to have a controlled, passing game, because, you know, they have superior athletes and guys that can play, you know, pitch and catch, and they got a quarterback that's very accurate. I mean, heck, the interception that he got credited for went off the back of somebody's foot. Now, I will say that pass was probably definitely not on target and definitely wasn't on time. But I think also, you know, you can never let up against like a team like North Dakota State, because they're going to play to the end. I don't think Colorado played a very clean game, a very efficient game until they had to. And so that's where I think Colorado's got to figure out what their identity is, because once the defense kind of made adjustments and started shutting down North Dakota State, that's when the offense needed to crank it right, like keep cranking it up. Now they pretty much were unstoppable all night. Until, you know, like the fluke play of the interception and a couple drops and stuff like that. And people don't realize, like, the drop that Horn had, I think it was Horn, he might have scored, and that was in a, you know, 4-minute offense. And so those are the things they got to clean up. But, you know, I think one of the things that they did was, you know, I don't know if North Dakota State is obviously not nearly as good as a physical downhill running team as like a Utah. Obviously, Bama and Georgia is a whole other level. Mm-hmm. But I think they answered the bell from a physicality standpoint, defensive line standpoint, and offensive line standpoint. They looked better. The thing that they are going to have to do, which will be interesting, is how much better can they continue to get with the lack of depth that you mentioned week in and week out. They showed the emphasis to it. You know, I don't think you really need to run it much when you have such an accurate quarterback. But ultimately, you would like to be able to line up in, you know, 21 personnel, 12 personnel, or whatever it be, and be able to line up a punt. Now, they can hit you with the, you know, inside-outside dive, offered all, you know, provide some physicality to as far as he ran it, because he will run behind his pads for being a little dude, or thought of as a little dude. And they have different body types that can do it. I think you haven't seen the best out of Miller yet, because he's the guy that they got out of the transfer portal that's supposed to be a little bit of a Deebo Samuel, kind of can be physical. So I think they're feeling it out, and I think it's going to be a step-by-step process. But ultimately, the fundamentals and obviously pass rush lanes for them need to be cleaned up. But I think they proved to themselves that they can handle a physical team. I think in reality, now they have to prove themselves, can they beat a team that has – a good winning culture at the level that they're going to be playing. And that's the Utahs, that's maybe the Kansas States, maybe Oklahoma State, maybe not to the level of the two that I mentioned before. Have you done enough in the offseason, and can you continue to build on where you started at to compete in the Big 12 and maybe beat a team that you're not supposed to beat?
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
according to the people that, you know, looked at your you know, your schedule and predicted whether you make a bowl game or not. That's what's going to be the next step. And then after that, you can worry about the problems of not having, you know, two or three first-round picks on your squad anymore.
Well, how much of that is will be changed and affected by the gap and big gap improvement between weeks one and week two, right? You can clean up a lot of stuff, or you can get better in understanding what's required.
Ideally, that's what you want. And the first guy, I've always said the first game is always the hardest. And doesn't matter if you're playing, you know, UTEP. Doesn't matter if you're playing North Dakota State. I'd say it's the hardest because, you know, you're not in game mode or game shape yet because you're, you know, the every year it's a new team. It's a new Jay Foreman, you know, from year one to year two, week one to week two. Do all the, like, you know, thuds or tackling in practice, but you got to get some live work in. But you want to go back to your fundamentals, and so those things that kind of be second nature. But you're going against guys that aren't – you don't know who the hell, you know, who they are. And so the thing that you have to do is you know, really, really look at it and say, you know what, if I'm Colorado, we didn't play our best. I think Deion said it, like, we scored more points, but we didn't feel like we won the game. So that's a change already right there. You know, I know some coaches, won't say any names, none of them here, but, you know, they're fine with winning any way they can win. When you're trying to build a team or a football program, you have to worry about the standard and how you go out there and play. You might not get there today, but you have to keep laying that foundation to it. So the week one to week two, and we see this in the NFL all the time, you know, you get a little bit more crisp. You should be in a little bit more game shape. You know, you can catch your second wind a lot faster. You know, preparation and getting to the game and all that should be a lot easier. And then you see improvement in playing because you're just a little bit more comfortable. Now, to Nebraska's advantage, after we handle, you know, ideally handle UTEP, we're at home. You know, versus starting on the road and then you go home, where we kind of maybe are a little bit more ahead of it to play a big game because you're at home. You got to think the tables are flipped. Nebraska went to a hostile environment last year. First time, you know, first Matt Rhule and everybody, just first time essentially in a new Big Ten. And then you got to go on the road to Colorado, where Colorado went to and played down to TCU. That really, when if you know how TCU's home field is, it's not a raucous crowd. It's a let's see how we are. And there wasn't the expectations on TCU going into, you know, the game as much because they lost so much. It was kind of like, let's wait and see. And they thought that it would just, they would roll out of bed and beat Colorado. And so you're playing, Colorado is being able to play with a ton of motivation. Nobody knew, you know, how good Deion would do in the squad was. And then they got a home game right after that. So the momentum was steady in their favor. Nebraska's actually, when they handle their business tomorrow, they will be in favor, which hasn't been the situation, or that everything will be stacked up in their favor, which hasn't been really since they've been in the Big Ten. They haven't had it like this, and definitely not in recent history.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I know tomorrow, you know, we're pulling back the curtain and letting it be seen, but I think so much of this was just last night. It's just game one.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes everybody tries to draw conclusions on one game. Oh, well, you haven't done this in the offseason. You haven't done that. I mean, that's, again, that's low-hanging fruit. I mean, if you only get to play one game and you judge a whole season on it, then you might as well just not even watch football, because it's no different than a team in the NFL that ends up being the wild card team and then they win the Super Bowl. You know, did they get on a hot streak, or did they actually get healthier, found who they are, and then they started playing to their strength? It takes some teams a long time. The Chiefs are an example of that. When you look at Spags as a defensive coordinator, I know we're talking professional now, over history with him, everywhere he's been, the first eight games, the defense has been, especially early in his tenure with Kansas City. Then he figures out who he has. Then he figures out what they do well. And then they work towards the playoffs, and then he matches what he calls with Patrick Mahomes, which is obviously a lot easier than doing it with, you know, some of the guys we're watching now on the preseason film. But that's part of it, getting better systematic. Now, you want to do that as you're winning. You don't want to try to say we're getting better and we're losing. that's what's been it before. So getting off on the right foot is something Nebraska has to do tomorrow, and that's what I think they'll do.
Jay, let them know where we are, and let's go to break.
Yeah, before we go to break, we're at Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill, 10th and P, brand new, grand opening today. Come enjoy some great food, drinks, and the atmosphere. Best place to come watch football pregame and postgame for the entire weekend and in general. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Saturday night, Tim Zach Band at 9 p.m. after a Husker victory. But Old School is going to go to a break and come right back. Jay Foreman, DP, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Ever wish you had another light switch on the other side of the room on a dark night? How much better would you sleep at night if you had a ceiling fan in your room? The High Electric Service Department is here to make your electrical what-ifs a reality. Whether you're looking to replace some outdated light fixtures or brighten up your counters with under-cabinet lighting, High Electric can handle all types of residential electrical installations and services. Give Erica a call at 402-466-6606 or visit high-electric.com to get started.
With the Planet Fitness Black Card, you don't just get a great workout, you get a great perk out. Because your membership is packed with perks. For $1 down and $24.99 a month, you'll get perks like access to any of our 2,400 clean and spacious locations. Bring your friend anytime and both work out with tons of equipment that'll give you that big fitness energy. Relax in the Black Card Spa and more. Work out and perk out with the PF Black Card. Join for just $1 down and $24.99 a month.
Hurry, this deal ends soon.
See Home Club for details.
It's time for a home technology makeover. And with special Labor Day savings on top name electronics, you can take your home, backyard, or tailgate to an all new level. Choose from top name TVs like Sony, LG, and Samsung, including Samsung's popular frame TV that blends seamlessly into your decor. Experience game day throughout your entire home with a new audio system from Sonos, now with special Labor Day bundle savings. Transform your game day this Labor Day with the experts at Schaefer's.
When you were a kid, clubs were cool. Robotics club and space club and stuff like that. But what do adults get? Book clubs and quilting clubs? Nah, forget that. How about margarita clubs and old-fashioned clubs? Get to Upside Bar and Lounge for the best clubs in town. Try all 10 varieties of Upside margaritas or old-fashions and take home a free souvenir glass. Grab the whole crew and pair it with taco night on Mondays or whiskey Wednesdays. Upside Bar and Lounge at 29th and Pine Lake.
Tune in to 93.7 The Ticket as soon as the clock hits zero for the Jay Foreman postgame show. Listen to expert analysis from the Husker Hall of Famer, an eight-year NFL veteran, for 90 minutes after the game. The Jay Foreman postgame show, sponsored by Anderson Ford, Tanner's Bar and Grill, Tavern 180, Elway Power Sports of Lincoln, Vinny Krikac of State Farm Insurance, and Action Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Electrical on 93.7 The Ticket and the TicketFM.com.
At Parkview Animal Hospital in Lincoln, it's not just the professional care that sets them apart, but their warm staff and state-of-the-art facilities. Whether it's for a routine checkup or a comprehensive medical procedure, at Parkview, your pet isn't just another number, but a valued member of their caring family. Visit them at pahlincoln.com today and in person just south of 14th and Pine Lake Road. Parkview Animal Hospital, your pet, our passion. For happier, healthier furry friends.
Husker Nation, your women's basketball team is gearing up for another incredible season, and you can be right in the heart of the action. Get your season tickets today and guarantee your spot for another year of Husker dominance. Witness every key basket, every clutch steal, and celebrate every victory with the most dedicated fans in the nation. Don't wait. Head over to Huskers.com/tickets and secure your seat for this unforgettable season. Go Big Red!
Rashawn Jackson here for Bauer Infrastructure, a veteran-owned local company proudly serving Lincoln, Lancaster County, and the surrounding areas. Bauer provides quality work at an affordable price, and they're growing rapidly. If you want to experience a career with a fast-paced, family-friendly environment, visit BauerInfrastructure.com. They have top-of-the-line benefits, year-round work, even through the winter. Bauer! Usher in the new era of infrastructure to an area near you. And as always, go Big Red!
It's the fall sports season, and that means that the school year is back in session and you're planning road trips for Nebraska football games and following your kids around to their different events. Stop telling yourself you'll upgrade your car someday and do it now. Mullen Motors lot is full of great vehicles to take home so you don't have to worry about your current car struggling through another season. Come check out their lot just north of 48th and Lake and find your next ride. As your fall schedule gets busy, you'll need a reliable way to get to your destinations. Mullen Motors.
No taglines, just quality vehicles. Mullen Motors.
Riddles Jewelry is excited to be celebrating 65 years. 65 years of so many incredible memories celebrating with each of your special moments. In celebration of the 65th Riddles Jewelry anniversary, we will be offering up to 40% off all engagement rings and all diamond fashion jewelry. The excitement doesn't stop there. Riddles Jewelry is also offering 18 months 0% interest and $0 down financing on all qualifying purchases. Riddles Jewelry has always been known for incredible customer service, one of the largest selections of engagement rings, and don't forget about the on-site jeweler. Come celebrate with us at Riddles Jewelry, your one-stop diamond shop with exclusive Levian jewelry, Pandora Charm jewelry, and more, all at Riddles inside Gateway Mall.
Over 75% of the patients that come to Limitless Male have been told over and over again by their primary care providers that their testosterone level is fine. Guess what? If you have all the symptoms of low testosterone, you're not fine. Come get a second opinion at Limitless Male. We have helped tens of thousands of men feel optimal again, and we can help you. Stop waiting. Come see the men's health experts. Book your free consult online at limitlessmale.com.
You already know that Select Plumbing takes care of all your plumbing needs, including water heaters, faucet repairs, leaks, drips, sump pumps, and more. Now, they're able to help you with your heating and air conditioning as well. Select Plumbing has recently expanded into residential heating and air, and they're excited to bring this new service to their complete list of plumbing services. Call to book an appointment today at 402-560-6197 or go to selectplumbinginc.com, serving Lincoln, Seward, Milford, and the surrounding areas.
Hey guys, it's Nick Sainert. High school football is back, so join me and Jay Foreman.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP. Austin Orman is in the bullpen again. We're live in effect down here at Big Ten Sports Bar and Grill at 10th and P. Again, it's brand new. It's the old Rosie's, formerly known as Rosie's, in the building. It's the grand opening today, so come and enjoy great food and drinks, and also a great atmosphere. But more importantly, come watch football pregame meals and or pregame and postgame, and also watch football their entire weekend. Also, tomorrow night at 9 p.m., Tim Zach Band is at 9 p.m. after the Husker game, ideally after a Husker victory. But we're old school. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th Yankee Hill. Every type of meat, every type of cut. Also 84th in Old Cheney and 168th in Maple. DP, we'll go a pretty long segment here before we make our way over to Pius X.
X.
Pius the 10th.
Pius the X.
Myself and Nick Sainert, we're going to be on the call for Lincoln Christian against Lincoln Lutheran.
Tell me about this one now. You were telling me during the break about what to expect today.
It's the Lincoln, Nebraska version of the Holy War that you're familiar with up there, Utah and BYU.
Okay.
You know, two teams that know each other very well. Look, anytime you're fighting for a sword, you know it's going to be personal. So,
is there an actual sword?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's
serious.
They're battling for an actual sword.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Lincoln. Okay, yeah.
And
Lincoln.
Bragging rights.
Okay, Lincoln.
You know, obviously it gets biblical, so then it's a little personal here.
Yeah, something. Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be on and popping over there, and it's at Pius X Stadium because of look, man, it's the first week of school first couple weeks of school.
Yeah.
And also it's Friday night, and they're you know, essentially on primetime. So we'll see. But more importantly, you got some football going to be played tonight, DP.
What you got?
I think the most interesting game tonight will be Wisconsin and Stanford. Now, I think Wisconsin's the better team. Don't get me wrong. But they're playing Stanford, who went in last year and was rather explosive against the Colorado Buffs that we were talking about in the last segment.
But also, I think Stanford's a lot better this year than what people think. Obviously, they're not able to, you know, hit the transfer portal and clean up. But I think they were a very young team last year that gained some confidence. Now you're going against a Wisconsin team, as we saw at the Big Ten and talked to them at the Big Ten, a little bit under the radar for a normal Wisconsin team. The second year of Luke Fickell has, obviously, we, you know, second year of Matt Rhule. Luke Fickell, I think his idea of a program is so drastically different than what was there before with Paul Chris, essentially an offspring of Barry Alvarez, so forth and so on. It was a little bit tough sledding, caught some fire at the end of the season, had a pretty good transfer portal, I guess, class led by Van Dyke, the quarterback formerly of the Miami Hurricanes. How much pressure is on Luke Fickell and staff and the players, you know, obviously, to perform well this year, considering this is year two, but the bulldozer is gone, Braylon Allen, and the identity maybe hasn't been established last year. Do you think they have an identity, or if they don't, or struggle against Stanford, a team that they're favored against?
Oh, right? You scared me for a minute, because this is where I'm looking at. I'm like, wait a minute, Stanford's at home against TCU.
Well, Wisconsin plays
Western Michigan.
Oh, I was a week of advance.
I panicked because I went, wait a minute.
I thought that Wisconsin was going to send Stanford. But we'll talk about Wisconsin.
But it's the same deal, though.
Right.
It's the same deal as North Dakota State and Colorado.
Yeah.
That Western Michigan doesn't have fear. Like, they live under the shadow, like, top recruiting. You know, there's talent at the skill position for Western Michigan. So they're not going to have that sort of fear.
Right.
Yeah, at some point, Wisconsin can lean on them if they're willing, if Fickell's willing to do that.
Right.
And I'm not sure that.
That's what I mean. Do you think that
your first one at home,
right,
where you need that? There's that part of it that showed up last night everywhere. That first half at home
is hard.
Is really difficult for folks.
Right.
Like, it's really difficult. One, you're coming off the buzz. You're dealing with all the distraction. You're dealing with all the fans that want tickets and all the people that want things. And that energy ties you up sometimes.
Right. Well, you show up and you expect, hey, we're at home. You know, we're the X amount of point favorite.
Yeah.
We should beat this team.
Yeah.
You know, we're the bigger name team, right? We've had our way with them. And then next thing you know, they're there to play again.
A 24-point favorite over Western Michigan at home.
But you're going to get the best version of Western Michigan.
You're going to get some of that Wednesday night football.
Well,
they're going to chuck it around, make you chase them. It'll be playing a game of hide and seek.
Well, they've been able to scout you all year. They've been able to game plan you for you all year. We saw that last night, North Dakota State against Colorado. They get a dime on what you like to do. Look at the personality of your head coach, which is Luke Fickell. He wants to do something totally different, which is throw the ball around and kind of be a little bit more innovative. But then they can pick at your weaknesses and use their strengths against it. And then next thing you know, you could be in a potential dogfight. If you don't come out and aren't efficient offensively or in character offensively, you could start slow. It could turn bad for Wisconsin or make it a little bit harder if they try to feature Van Dyke more than they normally would in week six.
Well, they've also got that extra burden of trying to figure out whether they need to show that they've replaced Braylon Allen. Do we have another hammer? Do we have another hammer? Can we just simply, because we are Wisconsin, by the way, we should be able to just put our fat guys out there and let them lean on Western Michigan to a 24-0 halftime lead.
Yeah.
That's what you hope and expect. That's not always what happens.
No, and you know, they don't have another Braylon Allen, and so that might lean them to pass it a lot more because they know they don't have Braylon Allen in the backfield that they didn't use last year. So they're like, look, we didn't win with him, so we're going to win without him. And that's throwing it all around. But ultimately, I think Wisconsin's defense is a lot better than people give them credit for. We talked to their young finance major, the linebacker. He's pretty good, even a little bit smaller than I thought he was, but he's talking about striking people and really
He was a little aggressive.
Yeah,
he was a little aggressive.
Yeah, you know, the Poindexter was on point.
He walked in like he really did take his glasses off.
He sat down and we had a business meeting.
Let me go Clark Kent on you, and then I'm gonna show you Superman.
I liked it, man, and so it's gonna be interesting to watch them tonight. Now I will tell you, TCU's playing Stanford tonight.
That's the game of the night.
That's the game of the night because you got two programs, especially TCU, 2 years removed from getting to the national championship game, and then you got Stanford. Ever since David Shaw just said, you know what, I like the confines of the booth and being on TV, has been on, I wouldn't say on a meteoric slide, but
you were dead on.
It's a consistent slide. Why? Stanford isn't running the ball, which they've been doing ever since Harbaugh was there. And even prior to Harbaugh, when David Shaw took it to a whole another level, they aren't running the ball. Yes, they had David Mills as a quarterback. But that's kind of like I always say that's a boil over from David Shaw.
Yeah.
David Shaw got him trained, and when you get him, and they haven't been throwing the ball. But more importantly, the one thing that made Stanford a hard out when they would play Oregon or any team that was quote unquote a better athletically of them was the physicality and defense. That is gone. And if they didn't get that fixed in the offseason, both by coaching and obviously personnel and development, they're playing a TCU team that upgraded at every single skill position on offense and defense. That's where you could come and get into trouble, especially with a coach like Sonny Dykes that wants to show everybody he wasn't a fluke. They have a lot to prove in TCU.
This 8.5 is a lot, man. It's a lot on the road. You're playing in Palo Alto, bro. It's a different vibe.
Yeah,
Palo Alto. You got to bring your own juice.
Yeah, that's look, all the scientists and the new, you know, potential presidents and governors and all that.
Yeah.
You know, they're at home and, you know, trying to, you know, see how they can affect the upcoming election. They're not worried. they're not worried about what Stanford's doing. Listen, the road team, the Olympic sports, they run the university and obviously the women's basketball team. And volleyball and all that is what runs Stanford. So when you play out there and you play late, you know, going from Texas to Northern California, in my opinion, is harder than going from Texas to Southern California.
And it's not going to be a USC crowd.
No, here's why.
It ain't that kind of party.
It's not even the crowd is known because the atmosphere isn't there.
Yeah.
It's the difference in temperature. You're going from Texas, which is Dallas, TCU, to Northern California at night.
Yeah.
It's going to be cooler. It's going to be crispier.
Yeah.
But then also, DP, it's going to be a little bit – the surface –
You said crispier.
It's going to be crispy to them. And it's going to be slicker. And that's what's really a big problem.
That is fantastic.
It's going to be slicker as far as the surface and how they're able to use the speed of TCU, which they have an advantage of. But then also, I want to see if TCU has developed some sort of physical identity, and that's on the line of scrimmage, right? But then also, it's how they tackled poorly last year, which is a distinct difference than what they did the year before. So they see if they got back to the basics and fundamentals to be a more physically imposing team from an execution standpoint versus trying to win on the line of scrimmage.
Well, it's this version of TCU. Who I think is one of the top three seeds in the conference?
Potentially.
Right?
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
And so TCU has to make their statement that, legit, look, we saw Utah last night.
Right.
Here's who we are.
Right.
And a chance to do this to a team that would compete against Utah a year ago, 2 years ago.
Right.
But now that Stanford team is no longer a Pac-12 team. That's an ACC team.
Right.
And they've been built accordingly.
Right. They fit more ACC than obviously Big 12, yeah.
Right? So, the matchups make the game. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. This will be one that, you know, quite frankly, TCU, if you let Stanford sniff you and stay around a little while, they're going to think they belong.
You're in trouble,
and then
yeah.
You got a dogfight. So,
you know, the one thing about this game is versus TCU is that you have to be able to you have to take advantage of the opportunity, right? Utah played last night. It wasn't on national TV, but they got to play, I call it singular games. Right, they were one of the headliner games. Now we knew. We didn't know they were going to beat them that bad. We thought they were going to turn off the gas, but the gas was
no.
It was lit, right?
No,
but it was still singular.
No,
this is a great opportunity for TCU to be. It's essentially like a preview bowl game. right? It's the last game when everybody's starting to get the football juices on Friday night before the big games are playing Saturday, Sunday, and Monday on this Labor Day. So you get to play late at night, but all eyes are on you. You get the change. You know, they always say first impression is the lasting one, but the first impression this year gets to potentially erase all the things from last year and how pathetic it was. And also you get to do it against I wouldn't call Stanford a blue blood.
They're a known
program.
Yeah,
and when you think of Stanford, what do you think right now? You think Christian McCaffrey, Harbaugh, David Shaw, Andrew Luck, and all them. They aren't there, but that's who you're going against. And so you get the, a feather in your cap if you're able to beat them. But it'll be interesting to see how this game goes.
But it would be a crappy way to start your season to go out there and get handled.
I think TCU, the little stuff that I've been reading up, they'll win.
Right.
I think they have the potential to win handily. The thing that worries me, it's only 8 points. So somebody must know that Stanford is a lot better than I think they are.
The two things, and we do this every year where I start to pay attention to ticket sales. Right? Ticket sales. And here's the thing.
Ticket sales or prices?
Ticket prices.
Okay,
because the prices, listen.
The prices will tell you.
The prices will tell you that you can get into Camp Randall tonight to watch that Wisconsin team for $5. For $5, which tells me there's no juice in the building.
Yeah, but you have to ask yourself. Do you want to spend that $5 to go watch Wisconsin, a team that's going to shellack him? Or would you like to take that $5 right next door and get one of the best brats in history? And if I will tell you, I will not lie. I went to Camp Randall one time. I set the all-time mark for eating bratwurst. I did. It was a night game. I'll never forget it. I went up there, and
you're sold out.
But DP, it's your food to beer ratio has to be on point, or else you're going to be out.
You're going to struggle. Struggle before and after.
So
you're going to struggle.
They didn't have that. We had a little breakfast sandwich. Then there's brats. Well, two beers, one brat. Next thing you know, we got in next. Like essentially, the stadium was right there. And I was like, well, we've been kicking it here all day.
Might as well.
Got a big TV.
Might
I was in front row. I ain't going anywhere. Now, the only thing that messed up is the band came through there. But once we got, our bearings back after that.
You lost track.
Yeah. Brats until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you lost track.
Yeah, but I felt it the next week.
Yeah, twice.
All week. Three or four times a day.
Here's why I brought up Camp Randall and $5. What do you think? TCU versus Stanford.
The lowest price. Well, because of California, it's going to be $15.
You could get into TCU Stanford. When I said bring your own juice, literally bring your own juice because the tickets are $5.
Yeah. I told you. They got other things to do.
Listen, it's that thing. It's in the same niche. You start to pay attention that TCU is going to travel. If you're Stanford, do you hope that there's a better crowd?
I think they hope that TCU brings, especially being in Friday night, Labor Day weekend, that you hope that TCU brings the type of crowd that they normally would, because Stanford ain't getting no love from the on a Friday on a holiday weekend.
Bruh, it is bad. It is bad. You can go Elon and Duke. Elon and Duke.
That's Duke should be ashamed of himself playing Elon.
Right.
You couldn't play Wingate?
Well, no, the YMCA wasn't available.
You couldn't play UNC Charlotte?
The YMCA wasn't available.
Duke couldn't do UNC Charlotte?
Michigan State.
Florida Atlantic.
Florida Atlantic.
Going to be a game.
Right?
Because here's why it's going to be. Florida Atlantic, they got speed. And Chris Carter is down there now. So they've been coached up. You got Michigan State, new coach, coming from Oregon State, Coach Smith. I like what he did. I love what he did at Oregon State. But he doesn't have the horses yet. But
a 13-point Spartan
favorite.
That's not a lot.
13-point favorite. I'm telling you this right now. I don't tell anybody what to do with their money. That's the upset or non-cover special.
Okay.
That's the non-cover special.
Okay, Sparty.
Right there.
Okay, Sparty.
No, the Sparty's not going to cover.
Hey, Oklahoma.
Sparty will not cover.
We circle that. We'll come back to it tomorrow morning.
They win like 40.
Former, they're going to be looking for you tomorrow. Listen, every year at this time, I have to remind people, we are not suggesting that you follow Jay Foreman's advice.
But if you did, you'd be wealthy, though.
Especially when it comes to college football. Pro football, NFL, if you decide you want to follow Jay Foreman, you'll be all right.
Yeah. College football,
look, though, college football, your heart gets way involved.
No, that's only with Nebraska. Nebraska out of there. Okay. But normally on college, I'm good.
I don't want anybody out here.
I just think I'm never going to bet against Nebraska, so that's where my winning percentages went down.
Yeah.
I think Florida Atlantic is going to keep it within 1.5 scores.
I think they do too. And I think that it's a thing that Michigan State fan base will turn on them.
But Michigan State, look.
They will turn on them. If they aren't playing, if they're not up by two scores at halftime, Florida Atlantic, they're going to have a home game.
I just think Florida Atlantic
have a home game.
Has too much speed that they'll be able to score some points.
Oh, it's going to be impressive.
So even if they're up by 14 points, it's going to always be 7, 10 points.
It's going to be impressive. It'll be fun to watch.
It's going to be the backdoor cover.
It'll be fun. It was this beautiful woman filming us. Jay Foreman, did you hire somebody? Is that what? Did you hire somebody? The last game of the night, Temple travels to Norman. I know how much you dislike Norman, Oklahoma.
That's the worst place in America. Australia is the worst place in the world. I'm just telling you, Norman, Oklahoma stinks.
Yeah.
The people are ugly. And it's horrible down there. It's hot as Hades in the summer.
Right.
And I feel sorry for my man, John Chaney. Temple is going to go out there and get the brakes bit off him.
How is Temple that bad? A 43-point dog.
Well, I mean, Oklahoma's got some talent. Temple has just not been very good lately.
That's a pretty big spread.
Yeah.
What do you do, Jay Foreman? We're not suggesting anybody. Okay, Austin, Harrison Jr.
Is it Harrison back there? What do I do? I suggest you go in there and you start taking out kneecaps like Dan Campbell. But
yeah.
Austin has told us we need to go to break.
Yeah, Austin has told us we have to go to break.
We've been rudely
interrupted. You can tell we're not at home. Austin Orman just walked in here, bogarted
the room.
That's
what I'm saying. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come right back. One more segment, then I'm hitting the road, Jack. Jay Foreman, DP, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.